Okay, so Rabbi Storch was coming to what we're going to do today on Shidduchim. Someone once came to Rabbi Zuberstein and asked him the following question. He had two potential Shidduch dates. The first name that he got, he said that she was a very big tzaddikus, a very big balmidus, and she followed every sifun Shulchan Aruch. However, she came from a family that weren't all such bali or shemayim, and so much though is that the family wasn't the most. It was known in the neighborhood that they're not the most frum, and they don't keep some stuff and whatever it was. So much so, it says in the tshuva here in the shaila, that the guy said that one of the conditions to marry her was that she would. She said that she has to live by her family. So that was one potential girl. The other girl that this guy came to Zuberstein asking if he should go out with, said she was a good girl, a regular girl, a very normal type of a person. But her whole family was followed the Torah and Yerushalayim and everything. So who should he go out with? Should he go out with the big tzaddikus, but the bad surroundings and the bad environment? Or should he go out with the average girl, a very normal girl, but she wasn't the top of the cream of the crop, or whatever it is. But her whole family was very chashuv. So you guys aren't in the parsha yet, but Bezus Hashem, the shalas kamamish come up. So Rav Zuberstein first says in the Sefer Alino Shebech, he says that at first glance, he said that maybe he should go out with the first girl, you know, because she's Baal Yerushalayim, she's in Mamasha to find a great girl. You know, it's very, very hard to find the best of the best. Then he said he saw in Rav Moshe Feinstein said otherwise. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Darash Moshe on Ars Parsha, Parshas Chayesara. What a coincidence! He says in Perik Chavdal at Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, "Im lo sova ha'isha l'aleches acharecha v'nekisa mishvuasi zos rakas b'ni lo seishev shama." Right? Avram makes Eliezer swear, but if the woman will not wish to follow you, you shall then be absolved of his oath of mine, do not return my son to them. So what was Avram Avinu telling? What was Avram Avinu telling Eliezer? Even if she's the most chashiv girl in the world, and even if she's the most biggest tzaddikus, you're not going to bring my son there. My son can't go there. Why? Because when it comes to shidduchim, when it comes to marriage, the number one thing that has to be looked at, or one of the number one things that has to be looked at, is the surroundings. And over here in my home, there's a place of Kiddush Avraham Avinu Chashrim, not saying this guy, Vedek. He's saying it in a caring father. He's saying it in the words of Moshe Feinstein. He says, V'hu mishum liyos eitz tzadikim odio oser yatif. It's better to be by tzadikim in your environment and around your home. Kiliyos rochok me'achabura shetamin chachamim u'makom Torah af ki'ish ki'yitzchak v'ishe k'rivka shalat yesh lachush chas v'sham. Even such a great person, Yitzchak Avinu and Rivki Menu, you had to be Avraham Avinu was still suspectful. Elot sorek leizabek be'ovar ragli tamin chachamim. You have to mamash be close to tamin chachamim u'lador v'lador b'makom tamin chachamim. You should live by next to tamin chachamim im kain. If this is by them, kol shekhen lididon shetzrichan liyos eitzot tamin chachamim. If Avraham Avinu is saying this by Yitzchak and Rivka, if he's saying that Dafka Eliezer, don't take my son Yitzchak to a faraway land to be by Risham over there, and as Rabbi Storch just quoted the Drasha Haran, that they had bad midos there, it's very hard to be mahapich bad midos. If Avraham Avinu is saying that by Yitzchak, how much more so for us when we're looking for shidduchim and we're looking to get married, we have to make sure that our children are looking for a good environment as well. So he says, even if it's going to be a lower level girl, Rav Moshe says if it's going to be a lower level girl, but it's good surroundings, you should go for the second. And Rav Zuberstein goes on and explains that the Chasam Sofer had the same idea that Avraham Avinu, when he told Eliezer, don't take a wife for my son, for Yitzchak Mibnos Kanani Asher Anoch Yosef Berkuba, don't take someone from that land, because it would be a bad environment. And Rav Zuberstein ends off saying quotes from the Sefer Chaye Olam, Chelik Beis Perak Des. I haven't seen it inside yet, I have to look inside. He says, how much do we have to distance ourselves from Makom Avera, from people who sin? He says, if you look, by when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't take them the close way to Eretz Yisrael. What happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu took them the far way, the long way. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu take them the long way? This is what the Sefer Chaye Olam says. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that they weren't close to Mitzrayim anymore. Mitzrayim is the filth of the filth. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to get them away from Makom Avera. So much so, Kadosh Baruch Hu took them away from a further way to get there to Israel. So Zilberstein doesn't end off to say what he actually told him. He gave both sides, but he really gave the side of the good surroundings. So he didn't paskin. In all of our shalas, he doesn't paskin, but he just opens our minds. And Bez Hashem, when you guys are faced with this kasha, Bez Hashem, and for you guys it could be 4 or 5 years, and maybe 7 years, whatever it is, Lamaisa. Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to. We should have both things, to be able to find the great girl Baal Midos, Baal Yishmael, someone who's great, but also a good surroundings, a good family, because we know that the surroundings has a very big hashpa on a person. And the Bez Hashem, we should contact our local modern Orthodox rabbi, whatever that means, and Bez Hashem to have the right hadracha, because that's a very big decision in a mentorship going in our lives going forward. Shkoich.